stuck in an elevator, I'd say SubCon is a community of people helping each other to change the world for the better. And then the other person would have to get out. And what would I have given them? My elevator pitch would have sounded as if it was like so many other events that are taking place around the world. And yet, SubCon is, as far as my research suggests, is unique, remarkable, and different. So this audio boo is really my effort on a Saturday morning just prior to the start of SubCon in Chicago 2012. It's my effort to prepare myself for SubCon. Now, Jane Boyd in Vancouver has started a ball rolling again by putting up an audio boo in which she has asked people to say how they're preparing for SubCon. And the question, of course, comes up, why on earth am I, who isn't going to be physically present at SubCon in Chicago, why am I sitting in bed in Cork on a Saturday morning preparing myself for SubCon? Well, at least I'm not in the shower, because the last time I prepared myself for SubCon via audioboo, I recorded an audioboo in the shower. But I've been fortunate, lucky, privileged to stumble into by an accident, which has been recorded somewhere else, I stumble into this community, find it. And wouldn't I be absolutely mad if I didn't change my life in some way while it was live in Chicago? Wouldn't I be mad if I didn't interrupt my schedule of whatever it is I'm due to do next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in order to link in some way with this community that I've come to admire so much? So how am I preparing? Well, the first thing I'm going to do straight away, which is I'm going to go over onto the SubCon hashtag and see who is in conversation over there. Because the thing about SubCon is that it is almost always, as far as I can see, in conversation. The conventional conference, has a lead up to it, and there's a bit of excitement on Twitter about it before it happens. There sometimes is a whole shitload of stuff going on during the conference, and some conferences can produce some drop-dead gorgeous content while it's going on, and conferences are getting better and better at this. But then, actually, the aftermath peters out, in my experience. Now, forgive me if I'm coming across as somebody who's got very limited experience of all the wonderful conferences, but, which do have a brilliant follow-up. Like Minds comes to mind, but that's another story. But, SubCon certainly has legs. In other words, what happens live in Chicago with 144, or is it 150 people who are going to be there? What happens live is, of course, special and unrepeatable, and the people who are there are the people who are there. But there will be content produced during the gathering. But the point about SubCon is that I have a big confidence that the people who go will then be different in future. Now, I've had little bits of evidence to support this. People have told me that, so-and-so is a transformed person after their SubCon experience. I've had people who have been to SubCon say that to me. And I trust them. I believe them. So let me just go back now to how I'm preparing, because I'm wondering, who is going to go to SubCon that I have never had contact with. And this, I'm doing all this on the iPhone. So I see here that Amber Cleveland, obviously a woman from Cleveland, And I hope the subcon people listening to this will realize that anything I say about any individual is said with the most immense respect, even if it sounds very disrespectful. But I see Amber Cleveland tweeting with Liz Marshall. Very simple stuff about, I'm looking forward to it too, see you at subcon. So I can do things like I can click on that tweet, go on Hootsuite to show the conversation, and I can see what Liz Marshall said. And in this way, I can kind of get into empathetic connectivity. You know, I find out that, Amber Cleveland, I think, missed something and then was in conversation with Kaizen Biz. And I'm looking here at various people, and, you know, Liz Marshall, who I know is from somewhere like Texas, and I've had contact with Liz before. She's a real great encourager, and so she's probably been to more than one subcon. I see a person called MJ Carter, and it looks like as if he is prepared to sing. And so there's something about singing. Now, the thing about subcon is that it's not just about, you know, how to change the world. It's also about how to enjoy yourself while you're changing the world. So, for example, there is even talk of a karaoke session. Now, I think that this might be a historical tradition. And actually, what immediately comes into my head is Jacqueline Carley and Chris Brogan. Are they going to sing together at subcon? And or is the Brogan family going to do a what's the phrase, a cappella number, you know, a barbershop quartet number? I don't know. Liz Strauss, I see here, is being told by Ian, Mr. Sid, EamIamMrsid, that real life is getting in the way. So it looks like as if, like me, Iam, I'll call you, won't be there. So if you're listening to this, Iam, you know, you and I are in the same boat. But underneath that, I get to common sense mum. I'll eventually get to recognize and remember. I've got a lousy memory, but I know who this lady is, and she's wonderful. So basically, she's going to be there, you see. And she describes the subcon hashtag as this one of the smartest hashtag there is. Well, common sense mum, please enlighten me as to what the other smartest hashtags are, because I'm a glutton for smart. Okay, so look, we come on to the thing about subcon is you're going to get a lot of chat between the people in preparation for it. Now, usually you could say this is a clique of people, you know, talking to each other. They've been there before, and the outsiders will then think, oh, bloody hell, they're all going to be meeting, they all know each other. But somehow or other, subcon manages to give you the impression as a newcomer that you will be incredibly listened to, attended to, valued, honoured, treasured. I mean, this is some achievement, you know. Most my experience of conferences, and I do include things like the web, and I do include things like Dublin Web Summit, is that they're fantastic from the point of view of individuals networking with individuals and individuals celebrating what they're finding out there. But they're not a community. They're not a community. Community is an emotional experience. It's not an intellectual one. Community is about people, you know, being moved by the prospect of going there, the experience of being there, and the memory of what it was like. And there's a fourth dimension, and then doing something together into the future. And that's what I think subcon is seriously great about, that I do have a feeling that collaborations happen, things get done, to use Seth Godin's term, stuff gets shipped, but it's shipped in a different way, and the actual stuff that's shipped wouldn't have been the same if it wasn't for SubCon. Now, okay, I'm sounding like I'm OTT and I haven't taken my medication and I, you know, could do with a little bit of mindful calmfulness. But I look here at a little, oh, I can't say it, LTTLEWYS, little ways I think of her as. But basically, this lady I know has had an operation and is, you know, medically recovering. And, I mean, I warm to her. I'd never met her in my life. But she's going to SubCon, you know? And she loves the prospect of going. Now, I'm going to stop because I could carry on. And the SubCon hashtag, you know, in the last 6 hours. Well, okay, let me just name some other people. Michelle D'Amico. Looking forward to meeting Jane Boyd on, anyway, at SubCon. And then we got Connie Deacon, D-I-E-K-E-N, and is ready to learn and share, and is retweeting a list. Now, Nick Kellett, I cannot finish without mentioning Nick Kellett. Nick Kellett and I'll declare an interest. We had a Skype call. So, you know, I'm very influenced by that, I have to, you know, assume. But Nick Kellett is wonderful. And one of the things Nick Kellett is wonderful about is that he invented a game and it's out there in the public arena and people can play it. And I can't even remember the name of it, but maybe Nick will remind me of its name because I want to have it. I love game designers. They are wonderful minds. But anyway, apart from the game itself, but Nick Kellett has a thing called Listly, L-I-S-T-L-Y. And I see here that Connie has put up a Listly. Oh yeah, it's the list of attendees. Now, there's something remarkable about Listly, and I'm only barely touching the surface of it. But I'm now flicking into looking at a Listly list of who's going to be at SubCon. And I can tell you that, you know, okay, it begins top of the list. Liz Strauss, L-I-Z-S-T-R-A-U-S-S, founder of SubCon, social business strategist. Okay, there are a lot of them, right? Social business strategist. But then we get into the stuff that distinguishes her. She says in her bio, it's only fun when it's brilliant strategy. It's only fun when it's brilliant strategy. High return and connects customers in a meaningful way. Now, you know, Liz Strauss, I've got used to her. She means something when she uses the word meaningful. You know, this is an authentic lady. And, you know, I say this as somebody who is, I declare another interest. I had a phone call with her once. But, you know people not only by how they come across, but by how other people speak about them. And, you know, in SubCon terms, there are just too many people saying that Liz Strauss is fantastic for me not to be influenced. And okay, I've got her. Brandy McCallum. That's the proper name of little whiz. Brandy McCallum. I'll remember Brandy McCallum easier than I'll be able to spell her Twitter name. Now, she's a community manager at a company called Sensei, S-E-N-S-E-I Marketing. She tweets from Sensei Marketing. I've never looked at a single tweet by her from there. She's a mom and she's a Twitter addict. God, she and I might get together. We're a bit like two alcoholics who decide they're going to go on a binge, you know. I dread to think what two Twitter addicts, although I deny I'm an addict, sprinkling the world with look at this, sprinkling the world with sparkle and sass. Now look, these are extroverts, these SubCon people, but not all of them are. But in comparison with the typical Irish temperament, publicly declaring themselves, they are people who are comfortable with being tall poppies. They're prepared to just run the risk of exposing themselves to other people, opening themselves up, being very transparent, And they're brought up somehow, I think, in a culture where that's allowed. Subcon can flourish out of North America much more easily than it would flourish in Ireland, because in Ireland there's a tremendous skill rampant in the community, and it is how to cut somebody off at the knees, you know, how to be rapier-like with your wit and devastate somebody quickly. That's an Irish skill, you know. Who does he feckin' think he is? But subcon is different. It is straight and appreciative. It's an appreciative community. Okay, what am I trying to do? I suppose I'm trying to assuage my disappointment that I'm not able to be there. And I'm fucking well going to be there in my own way. Goodbye.